This is Unit 17 of Pimsleur's Finnish. Listen to this conversation. An American woman is speaking with a Finnish acquaintance.
Kuunnelkaa. Mitä teette tänään?
Menen ostoksille.
Onko teillä tarpeeksi rahaa?
Minulla ei ole paljon, mutta minulla on luottokortti.
Voin antaa teille 80 euroa.
Paljon kiitoksia.
Olkaa hyvä.
You just heard.
Olkaa hyvä.
Which here means, you're welcome.
Kuunnelkaa uudelleen. Mitä teette tänään?
Menen ostoksille.
Onko teillä tarpeeksi rahaa?
Minulla ei ole paljon, mutta minulla on luottokortti.
Voin antaa teille 80 euroa.
Paljon kiitoksia.
Olkaa hyvä.
Now imagine you're an American woman in Finland, talking to an acquaintance. How would he ask, are you going shopping?
Menettekö ostoksille?
Can you buy something for me? Be careful with the word order.
Voitteko ostaa minulle jotain?
Reply, I can.
Voin.
He wants a book, so he gives you some money and asks, is this enough?
Onko tämä tarpeeksi? Onko tämä tarpeeksi?
Say, it's too much. 10 euros is enough.
Se on liian paljon. 10 euroa on tarpeeksi.
Another day, you're meeting a colleague for lunch. You're low on cash, so you ask, can you buy for me a cup of coffee?
Voitteko ostaa minulle kupin kahvia?
Using the same word for a cup, say, I would like a cup of coffee and a sandwich.
Haluaisin kupin kahvia ja voileivän.
Ask him emphatically, what would you like?
Mitä te haluaisitte?
He says, I too would like a cup of coffee and a sandwich.
Minäkin haluaisin kupin kahvia ja voileivän.
After lunch, you say emphatically, I am going shopping.
Minä menen ostoksille.
You notice that you've spent all of your euros. Ask, can you give to me 200 euros?
Voitteko antaa minulle 200 euroa?
How would your colleague say, I have a debit card?
Minulla on maksukortti.
I can give to you 250 euros.
Voin antaa teille 250 euroa.
Ask, how much is that in dollars?
Paljonko tuo on dollareissa?
He says, it's about $370.
Se on noin $370.
He asks, is it enough?
Onko se tarpeeksi?
Say, it's too much.
Se on liian paljon. Se on liian paljon.
Now try to say, 150 euros is enough.
€150 on tarpeeksi. €150.
Say, I have dollars.
Minulla on dollareita. Dollareita.
I can give to you about $230.
Voin antaa teille noin $230.
You hand him the dollars and say, here you are.
Olkaa hyvä. Olkaa hyvä.
This can also mean, you're welcome. Now say, you're welcome.
Olkaa hyvä.
He offers to loan you some more euros. Say, this is enough, thank you.
Tämä on tarpeeksi, kiitos.
How would he say, you're welcome?
Olkaa hyvä.
It's another day and you're meeting an acquaintance at a cafe. You give him a magazine, and he asks, is this for me?
Onko tämä minulle?
Answer, yes, it is for you.
Kyllä, se on teille.
What's your response when he thanks you?
Olkaa hyvä.
Say, I can buy a cup of coffee for you.
Voin ostaa teille kupin kahvia.
He asks, for me? Thanks.
Minullekko? Kiitos.
Then he says, I can buy a sandwich for you.
Voin ostaa teille voileivän.
Say, thank you very much.
Paljon kiitoksia.
He responds, you're welcome. I too would like a sandwich.
Olkaa hyvä. Minäkin haluaisin voileivän.
Now say the numbers 14, 40.
14, 40.
4,000, 40,000.
4,000, 40,000.
Say the numbers 16, 60.
16, 60.
60. Now say 40, 49.
40, 49.
You're ready to leave, but you're out of euros again, so you ask your acquaintance to lend you some. He says, I can give to you 95 euros. Here you are.
Voin antaa teille 95 euroa. Olkaa hyvä.
Then he hands you a travel guide. Ask for me?
Minullekko?
He says, yes, it is for you.
Kyllä, se on teille.
When you thank him, he responds, you're welcome.
Olkaa hyvä.
Now imagine you've just had lunch with an acquaintance at a cafe. When you're ready to leave, he asks, are you going shopping?
Menettekö ostoksille?
He wants you to buy a book for him, so he asks, can you buy a book for me? Literally, can you buy for me a book?
Kuunnelkaa. Voitteko ostaa minulle kirjan? Voitteko ostaa minulle kirjan?
Here is a book.
Kuunnelkaa ja toistakaa. Kirjan. Jan. Kir. Kirjan.
What is the Finnish word meaning a book?
Kirjan. Kirjan.
Now how would he ask, can you buy a book for me?
Voitteko ostaa minulle kirjan? Kirjan.
Say, I can, but I don't have a lot of money today.
Voin. Mutta minulla ei ole paljon rahaa tänään.
Can you give to me euros?
Voitteko antaa minulle euroja? Euroja.
He says, I can give to you 30 euros.
Voin antaa teille 30 euroa.
Say, it's enough, and I have also a debit card.
Se on tarpeeksi, ja minulla on myös maksukortti.
I can buy a book for you.
Voin ostaa teille kirjan.
Now say 20, 21.
Kaksikymmentä, 21.
Try to say 51, 61.
51, 61.
Your acquaintance asks you again, can you buy a book for me?
Voitteko ostaa minulle kirjan?
Answer, yes, I can buy a book for you.
Kyllä, voin ostaa teille kirjan.
I have enough money.
Minulla on tarpeeksi rahaa.
Now you're in the store. Tell the sales clerk, I would like to buy a book.
Haluaisin ostaa kirjan.
How much does this cost?
Paljonko tämä maksaa? Paljonko tämä maksaa?
He answers, 35 euros.
35 euroa.
You want to say, it is really expensive. Here's the word, expensive.
Kuunnelkaa ja toistakaa. Kallis. Lis. Kall. Kallis.
How do you say, expensive?
Kallis.
How do you say, really miserable?
Tosi kurja. Tosi.
Now try to say, it is really expensive.
Se on tosi kallis. Tosi kallis.
He shows you the paperback version, saying, this is about 25 euros.
Tämä on noin 25 euroa.
Say, it is not expensive.
Se ei ole kallis.
I have enough money.
Minulla on tarpeeksi rahaa.
You point to the hardcover book and say, but this is really expensive.
Mutta tämä on tosi kallis.
Now suppose the sales clerk speaks rapidly and you don't understand. Here's how to say fast.
Kuunnelkaa ja toistakaa. Nopeasti. Peasti. No. Nopeasti.
How do you say fast?
Nopeasti. Nopeasti.
Try to say too fast.
Liian nopeasti.
How do you say you speak?
Puhutte.
Now try to say you speak too fast.
Puhutte liian nopeasti. Puhutte liian nopeasti.
Here's the word meaning still.
Kuunnelkaa ja toistakaa. Yhä. Yhä.
Try to say, you speak still too fast.
Puhutte yhä liian nopeasti. Liian nopeasti.
Here's how to say more slowly.
Kuunnelkaa ja toistakaa. Hitaammin. Min. Taam. Taammin. Hi. Hitaammin. Hitaammin.
How do you say more slowly?
Hitaammin.
Say again, you speak still too fast.
Puhutte yhä liian nopeasti.
Here is how to say speak when you're expressing a command or request.
Kuunnelkaa ja toistakaa. Puhukaa. Kaa. Hu. Hukaa. Pu. Puhukaa.
How do you say speak when it's a request?
Puhukaa.
Try to tell him, speak more slowly.
Puhukaa hitaammin. Puhukaa hitaammin.
You speak still too fast.
Puhutte yhä liian nopeasti.
How do you say, you're welcome, or here you are, literally, be good?
Olkaa hyvä.
This can also mean, please. From now on, unless you're told otherwise, continue to use this expression for please. Now try to say, please speak more slowly.
Olkaa hyvä, puhukaa hitaammin. Hitaammin.
Later that day, you're with a friend. He starts to give you his new phone number. Try to say emphatically, you speak too fast.
Te puhutte liian nopeasti. Liian nopeasti.
Speak more slowly.
Puhukaa hitaammin.
How would he say emphatically, I don't speak fast?
Minä en puhu nopeasti. En puhu.
But I'll speak more slowly.
Mutta puhun hitaammin.
Tell him, you speak still too fast.
Puhutte yhä liian nopeasti.
Please speak more slowly.
Olkaa hyvä, puhukaa hitaammin.
He then says something you don't understand. Say, I don't understand.
En ymmärrä. En ymmärrä.
Tell him again that he speaks still too fast.
Puhutte yhä liian nopeasti.
Please speak more slowly.
Olkaa hyvä, puhukaa hitaammin.
On your way back, you pass a bookstore. Tell the sales clerk, I would like to buy a book.
Haluaisin ostaa kirjan.
You point to one and ask, how much does this cost? Is it expensive?
Paljonko tämä maksaa? Onko se kallis?
He answers, this is 15 euros.
Tämä on 15 euroa.
Then he asks, is it too expensive?
Onko se liian kallis?
Say 15 euros.
15 euroa.
Yes, it is too expensive for me.
Kyllä, se on liian kallis minulle.
He starts to say something. Say, I don't understand. You speak too fast.
En ymmärrä. Puhutte liian nopeasti.
Please speak more slowly.
Olkaa hyvä, puhukaa hitaammin.
He slows down and you say, thank you very much.
Paljon kiitoksia.
What does he say in return?
Olkaa hyvä.
The reading lesson for this unit follows. If you are doing the reading lesson now, open your reading booklet to unit 17. Read number 1.
Turha.
Read number 2.
Penni.
Try to read number 3.
Piparkakku. Piparkakku.
Read number 4.
Rata.
Number 5.
Kärpänen. Kärpänen.
Number 6.
Vihta.
Number 7.
Purkka.
Read number 8.
Kärkäs.
Read number 9.
On ilo olla pomona.
Try to read number 10.
Appilan pappilan papupata. Papupata.
Look at number 11. It contains another letter, a dotted O, which has a sound that does not exist in English. Listen and repeat number 11.
Möly. Möly.
Now try to read number 12.
Öky. Öky.
Number 13.
Höpö höpö. Höpö höpö.
Now try to read number 14.
Pörrätä.
Read number 15.
Töppönen.
Now try to read number 16.
Öljy on loppu. Öljy.
Number 17 includes a double T, which sounds like the double T in the English word sitter, but is held longer. Try to read number 17.
Katto.
Number 18.
Kattila.
Number 19.
Petteri Punapipo.
Read number 20.
Temppupa.
This is the end of Unit 17. And the end of today's lesson. Pimsleur courses work most effectively when the units are done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2012 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. Recording copyright 2012 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. All rights reserved.